This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's time for some love. In the daytime on the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay, the power of good words are upon us as we think every day of what we have in our vocabulary and our experiences, the language of our brains and how our brains connect to the rest of us. The old spirit-mind-body connection, I think, is very evident here as we have our discussions about what's going on, the words that we use. I'm not sure you think about this when you're using the words, but if you train yourself to sort of think about what you say, the old expression I learned when I was in elementary school, put your mind in gear before your brain in gear before your mouth in motion. And certainly when we do this for a living, it's important to kind of, because we all are learning this more and more every day, that words carry meanings and intention and feelings with them. Sometimes I think we get overworked up about some of the phraseology and things that people say. I think a perfect example of that is Whoopi Goldberg and how, but there are a lot of things that people say, whether they're famous or they're not famous, that are taken out of context. How many arguments have you had with your spouse about things that were misinterpreted? I certainly in my life have had things that either I've said that were misinterpreted or somebody that was close to me. It happens here all the time. All three of the ladies misinterpret a whole lot of stuff that I say. But, you know, we kind of smooth it out and work it over and come up with a satisfactory solution to whatever that problem might be. So, and of course, they wouldn't tell you that they were, that there was a problem. It was my problem, not their problem. It's my problem that I don't understand what they're saying.
You know what it is? And you actually, did you realize you are soulmates with Whoopi Goldberg?
So I am.
Here's the problem.
Yes, what?
When you criticize people for a living, when you are tough on people for a living, and when you comment on what other people say for a living, then when you say something that's, you know, not registering on the smart meter,
get held up for ridicule.
Then you get held up a little bit, right?
All right. Well, as an example,
I'm not saying you're Whoopi Goldberg, but
no. But you said something earlier. I was complimenting Phil McGeehan, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. And then, you know, you said that it was a left-handed compliment. Or you didn't say it just that way, but you
said
it was.
I said, wow, that's really nice. I was actually.
No, that's not what you said at all.
I didn't say it was a left. No, I said, wow, Phil had a seizure because you gave him a compliment.
They said that was basically your way of saying that you loved Phil. It was nice.
Oh, okay. Anyway, one of the things that I like about being able to take things apart and putting them back together here is to examine silly little things that happen around our country and around the world, I guess, to a point. And the USA Today, this is what drives Victoria bonkers. When I have an actual newspaper in front of me, not the, I have the
I like
newspaper.
It.
I have the USA Today.
They're just so dirty. They get ink all over your hands.
That's so wash your hands.
Ew.
Big deal. Yeah. No, actually, I don't know about ink, but stuff that's on paper is probably good to get in your body in modest amounts because it builds up your immune system. That's always, so, you know, these people that continue to go around. Yesterday, I went to Washington yesterday for a meeting, and I was in the Hilton Hotel by the airport. And all these people come in, and they spray that crap from Purell or whatever it is on their hands. So this lady, I do this all the time. I always pick out somebody who's doing it, and I say, do you realize what you're doing? And this was a woman was a complete stranger, and I'm sure she thought I was bonkers. But I was sitting at the, I was waiting for the two guys that I had the meeting with, and so I'm in the business room, and there are a couple of ladies who are obviously working on the Olympics, because all their lingo was about the Olympics and what was going on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this one lady then gets up and goes over to the thing that's on the wall that you push to get the Purell out and does her hands. So I was busy minding my own business, but I saw that, and I'd asked her how to get on the Internet when I couldn't figure it out. And then she does that, so I said, do you know how bad that is for your body? And she looked at me like I had two heads, and what do you mean? I said, when you put that stuff on your hands, you're not only killing the bad bacteria, but you're killing all the good bacteria that help to keep your body strong, your system working, your gut performing as it's supposed to. She thought I was completely out of my mind. I know I could tell by looking at her. But she said, thanks. Anyway, so I grabbed the USA Today there, and what to my wondering eyes should appear but the news from Massachusetts that they chose to print was the story about a proposed bylaw that's going to be taken up in Nantucket that would give everybody the right to go topless on all of the beaches on Nantucket. So what do you suppose that does for tourism, if not, I can't imagine.
I feel like that is, how can that, is this something that the people who, like, own houses and you know, live on Nantucket want?
No, that's why that's not going anywhere.
Yeah, wow.
But the fact that somebody bring it, so how many people, how many more people do you think, the people of Delray Beach in Florida, okay, is going to be, a city council there is going to take up in a minute.
Well, that makes more sense in Florida, but Nantucket?
They have topless beaches. I remember when I was a kid, my mother was sick, and so my father bought a place in Palm Beach on Singer Island in 1964. And I remember the first time we were down there, it's Riviera Beach, Singer Island, that whole area. There was a nude beach. I remember it was the first time I ever saw an old man naked. And it was the most it scarred me for life.
Not for this, though. I would think that this screams Doug Steffen, because you're very European with your, you know.
What, topless on, women go topless on the beach? Well, if there's an age limit, maybe. Yeah,
no,
maybe
no.
Up to a certain age, it's okay. But after that.
Right? Oh, you mean age limit in the other way. Oh, my God. I thought you were saying, well, no, I don't. I'm not a perv. No one under 18.
No,
or
I'm not a perv.
He doesn't
you're
want
it
the other way. Yeah, he doesn't want anybody over 40. That's really what he's saying.
Well, maybe 50. Depends. Oh. Maybe there's got to be some sort of a checking. When you check in to come into the beach, there's got to be somebody checking you out.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Well, I don't know if that's going to happen. So the proposal is that all the beaches are topless?
Yeah,
not just like designated beaches.
Yeah, yeah, no.
I'd be all for it as long as it's bottomless too. Why should guys have none of the fun? You know, let's just all, if women get to show.
Do you really want to see?
Yeah, bring it all.
Junk?
Oh God,
absolutely.
I'd leave the beach.
Really?
This is very European. You know, the European clothes when they sunbathe.
Yeah.
But the men at least stick to Speedos, which is awful enough. But
I happened to find myself in Germany on a Catholic holiday during the summer months, and they didn't stick to Speedos.
Wow. So that was...
face down in the grass. Like, no towel, no blanket, just full junk and grass.
Yeah. And you know, Jay's being very quiet about this. Maybe she likes going to naked beaches.
To each their own.
Yeah.
Well, the people
you feel comfortable and confident, go get at it.
Sure.
You don't want to look? Don't look.
If the people who are always on the naked beach are never really, you know, no one looks like J-Lo, and no one looks like, you know, Gronk, or, you know, it's just not the people that you want to see naked.
But
so,
if they're confident and happy with it, you know, rock it. Why not?
Sure.
All right. A couple of other notes regarding the pandemic and COVID, et cetera, et cetera. The news that Victoria has for us, focusing on all these devices the households where is Comcast Internet. Comcast is the biggest of these companies now because they own NBC, they own Universal Productions. They're a huge, huge, huge conglomerate. So does it surprise us to learn that 1 billion devices that are connected to Comcast somehow or other.
Well, I mean, more people were at home, right? And everybody needed Wi-Fi to work from home and do remote learning for school. But, and then when you look at what sectors have grown, so the number of devices has grown 12-fold between 2018 and 21. Health devices were the fastest growing category. So that's smartwatches, smart rings, fitness trackers, things like that. That actually grew 39 times since 2018. And then smartphones are still the number one connected device. But then another surprise was that Comcast customers had 36 million gaming consoles connected to Wi-Fi. That was a 15-fold increase since 2018. So gaming's becoming more popular, too. Apparently. But I think a lot of this has to do with the pandemic. Like, put the kids in front of the video game while mom and dad are on video calls with work. I mean, I think that there's a whole lot of that, you know, that happened.
Yeah. The pandemic also has brought about a sort of a boom in small businesses, new businesses being started at a rapid clip. And maybe, I mean, I think that's a good sign for the economy. It's also a good sign for taking down some of the influence of the huge conglomerates that seem to dominate all of the attention when it comes to the business world. A lot of new businesses, matter of fact, 5.5 million applications to start new companies last year, which is twice as many as had been done, let's say, back in 2019.
And that's also part of the Great Resignation, right? Everyone's talking about that.
I think you could make that conclusion. Yeah, I think you could.
Yeah, I mean, well, the labor statistics have documented that's really what happened. So when people, and we've asked this question too, like, well, where did everyone go? Everyone left the workforce, so there are all these jobs open. Well, a lot of them, 4 or 5 million of them, have started their own business. So it's I think that's great. My dad has run small businesses. You're a small business owner. I feel like the most employment I've ever gotten, with the exception of one company, have all been small businesses. So I think it's a vital, vital part of the American economy.
Yeah. It is. Small businesses run the country.
Yeah.
Even though the big businesses take all the oxygen out of the room. And they're always trying to put these little guys out of business, like the big radio companies have always been trying to put me out of business. That's probably what made me more stick to what I was doing than anything else. The fact that somebody didn't want me to do it, and still doesn't want me to do it. So,
Tell this middle child he can't do something.
No, not at all. I learned in my meeting yesterday, this is inside baseball, but I'll share it because I think it's an interesting. It kind of shows you what the power is of big conglomerates. I often talk about there's three big companies that control most of the radio stations, most of the radio product in the country. Did you know, Jennifer, maybe you, because you and your dad run a radio company in addition to all the stuff you do on the air, that the iHeart company has a new form of a new device that they use in every city? Somehow they listen to the radio in every single radio station is on their on their radar, and they grab information about commercials that they don't have and go solicit those commercials, cut the price, and they get the business.
Wow.
Yeah,
no, that's
exactly.
Interesting.
Technology. Yeah. 18 past the hour.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
This for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil just.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
My leg was painful, red, and swollen just doing the crossword puzzle. I could have put off telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
He told his doctor and found out his leg pain, swelling, and redness are deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to the lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. If you have one or more of these symptoms, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb. Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Krohaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu, with no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour here on the DJV program. Time to check out our social media trending items from Twitter and Facegram and Facegram. I've got a new one. It's Facegram along with Instabook. How about that? We do Instabook and we do Facegram. I think that's cool. Jay, what do you say? We'll start
a
new business. You like
that? At DJV shows the handle, no matter where it is.
No matter where it is. All right, who's Linda Evangelista, and why do we care what's going on with her body?
This is the former supermodel who had that really bad cold sculpting situation that left her pretty much deformed and quote-unquote unrecognizable. We had talked about this recently. Well, she did an interview which included pictures with People magazine, and she just talks about how she felt like she couldn't live this way anymore. She was hiding herself. At one point, she loved being on the catwalk to all of a sudden, she was terrified of ever leaving her house and running into somebody that she knew. Because with cool sculpting, it's fat freezing and it's supposed to decrease your fat cells. But in her case, she developed a side effect that actually increased and hardened fat cells. Oh. Where the doctors were telling her this is irreversible. No matter no amount of diet or exercise you do, these areas are not going to shrink. And so she actually filed a lawsuit for $50 million in damages, claiming that this was a risk she was not made aware of. And she's sharing her story because, A, she's tired of hiding and living this recluse, depressed life. And, B, she wants to help other people not have to go through the same thing.
So is this the stuff that gets advertised, Sembolima or whatever it is? What's that, Sembala? What's that?
No, Hybella is, yeah, this is something different.
Yeah,
I think
Hybella
is what you're thinking of. That's for the under, your, what is it, the jowls and the whole area of your neck and under the chin.
No, this is an ad for you're getting the body fat off of your middle. That's the.
This is
Shambhala?
A procedure. This is different. This is a procedure where they go and they freeze the fat. And in her case, instead of having the fat cells just shrink and then disappear, they turned into hardened lumps. It looks like she's got like tumors hanging off of her body.
Ugh. So she said, removed?
I don't know if you've seen the pictures. Yeah, we sent the pictures from People Magazine, and so she's tried to have them removed, but there's nothing that they can do. So it's like they just keep coming back. And she posted pictures of her legs, her thighs, and it's just all lumps. And this is literally at one time she was the world's biggest supermodel. She was right up there with Naomi Campbell and Cindy Crawford and Christy Turlington. They were all part of that same class of supermodels. And so all of those other women are still.
Yeah, you definitely recognize her.
There are pictures that Jay sent in your email. There are all those other women are working, and so Linda has said, you know, everyone keeps asking me before they knew what happened, why aren't you working? And her face still looks the same. I mean, she's still beautiful, but her face is just like a little bit jowly, so it doesn't look like a lot of damage was done above her neck, but the rest of her body, you can see where the lumps are. She said she can't lower her arms down next to her sides because the big lumps underneath her armpits are preventing her from doing that. I think she's incredibly brave to come forward, and this is probably the thing that a supermodel fears the most, is posting pictures
where
you
look
deformed.
She doesn't look like the before pictures don't look like she was any, you know, she was had any of the stuff that would worry you. I suppose maybe you get older and... You want to make sure your body's perfect.
I think she's still beautiful. I'm glad she's coming out.
Nice face.
She just live. I mean, she's still gorgeous. Come on.
Yep.
Well, just like you are, Jennifer. Jennifer is still gorgeous, as is Victoria, as is Jay. And, yeah, Phil, you're still gorgeous, too. It's 28 past the hour on the DJV, and I'm kind of gorgeous, too, actually.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The number one priority for Americans is inflation. As oil is ready to hit $100 a barrel, Republican lawmakers are calling out the Biden administration and their self-induced runaway inflation. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso on Capitol Hill.
Joe Biden is the president of high prices, and one of the defining failures of the Biden presidency is going to be inflation.
Mississippi Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith.
And the president still tries to spin it as the economy is doing good. Mississippians aren't buying that.
Corn-based ethanol added to gasoline actually creates more harmful emissions than normal gasoline. That's according to the National Academy of Science. The five-year study, partially funded by the National Wildlife Federation and the U.S. Department of Energy, found that ethanol is at least 24% more carbon-intensive than gasoline. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The John Durham Special Counsel investigation has filed legal documents outlining top lawyers for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign were spying illegally on candidate then-President Trump. Tom Fitton is president of the nonprofit Judicial Watch. He was on One America News with his opinion Wednesday.
Yeah, so we had the Clinton campaign, their lawyers, work with this tech company essentially to spy on the Trump campaign. They made up all sorts of fake allegations about that campaign, and Russia went to the FBI about it before Trump became president, just a few weeks or a few months before the election. The FBI knew there was nothing there. They didn't do anything about what Hillary had done. You know, frankly, the FBI should have known it was Hillary, even though Durham says the Clinton lawyers lied to the FBI about who actually they were representing. So that happens. And now we find out from Durham just on Friday that this never stopped. It didn't stop when Trump became president. These operators, again, used this government contract or misused it to gain access again to Trump Tower, it looks like, and the executive office of the president under President Trump. And then to top it off, they went to the CIA, told them about it. The CIA didn't do anything about this criminality. I hope Durham's looking at that.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colorism. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming back into your hearts and your minds, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Victoria Keelan is here trying to paint you word pictures so you can see in your mind what it is that we're talking about. Because it isn't just that you see things to make it true or feel good. You can hear things that make you feel good. A lot of people think because you can't see it with your eyes, it's not there, but that's not, I don't think that's true at all. I think that goes back to the, remember in Christmas time I always do that Victoria letter. Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Even though you can't see it, it's there. It's the spirit. So I think wise people are more open-minded, too, to lots of different things. And so I just had that thought and pass it along. Use it as you will. I was trying to figure out when the SAG Awards were. Victoria, did you find out? I
think it's February 27th.
Sunday the 27th.
So a week after next. Okay. So there are some actors. Last night on the plane coming back, I was looking at some of the original episodes of Yellowstone, which has become a very popular saga. Kevin Costner, but there's a lot of other. There are in the cowboys that are in the TV show are actually most of them real cowboys. Some have been actors. Kind of reminds me of Wilford Brimley and Richard Farnsworth, who were cowboys, and they were extras, and then they did stunts and stuff, and then they became legitimate actors later in their career. There have been a lot of people who, for these kinds of shows, there is at least Paramount has decided they want a certain amount of authenticity. So a lot of the Native Americans that are in that show, a lot of the cowboys, they're real cowboys and they're real Native Americans. If you go back to some of the movies that were made in the 40s and the 50s, the Indians were portrayed by white actors. I can remember a movie, Victor Mature played an Indian, and he looked ridiculous. Some of the old white actors, they put paint on them, and they expected them to look like Indians. And so now people are not easily fooled. And so this guy, whose name is Forey Smith, you would recognize him if you saw him. He's a real cowboy. And he's one of the sort of bunkhouse leaders. And he was invited. Apparently, he's up for a SAG award, and he says, "I'm not going." And
was this the guy who doesn't want to get vaccinated?
Yeah. Yep. Doesn't want to. He says, "I don't vaccinate my dogs. I don't vaccinate my horse. I never got a flu shot, and I never will. So if they want me to wear a mask,
take care of your animals." Wow, that's not something to brag about.
He says, "I don't vaccinate my animals, but I don't vaccinate
that's
my dogs."
That's taking care of animals.
Yeah, I get that, and I do the same thing, but there are people who don't. And, that's just but the different thoughts, Victoria, what makes the world go round. And we can all, I had this conversation,
do
I'm
what
always
you want with your own body,
stuff.
But if you are going to have pets, and there are so many viruses and illnesses that can kill pets, and you can prevent death with a simple vaccine, then that's animal abuse.
Parvovirus and...
Yeah.
Things like animal that, heartworm.
If he doesn't want to get a
medication.
Shot, I don't care. But you don't do that to your animals.
Well, for devil's advocate's sake, animals in the wild don't get vaccinations.
But they're not living in this condition that we live in with domesticated animals. So it's a totally different thing.
Mm.
Animals in the wild don't encounter the stuff that domesticated animals do.
Other things from that circle, Sarah Jessica Parker says that Carrie, in fact, did call 911 for Mr. Big. Why are we regurgitating this?
Because this is the number one question that everyone keeps asking her. People are stopping her on the streets of New York, asking her why Carrie didn't call 911. And so her explanation is, Carrie did call 911. That's why you saw the paramedics taking out Big's body in back of her. And so, but I guess for a lot of people, it just felt like, she's just sitting there. She could have grabbed the phone. And then she said it was the way they shot it. It was supposed to be sort of like suspended animation. That it was just the moment between those two characters. But that she's defending Carrie, saying that Carrie did call the 911 professionals.
Well, it's interesting that this becomes it's a fantasy and becomes bigger than life, isn't it? I mean, think about how much attention has been paid to this, and notwithstanding all the stuff that Chris North has gone through. Since all of this, what led up to it, the torrent of focus on this has really been kind of amazing, frankly. And again, a lot of it is because of what happened with North. And one wonders if all the attention given to him for Mr. Big and then the Peloton brought these people out of the woodwork to challenge, him in terms of what he may have done with people that he was working with. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. She was on with Andy Cohen. I was listening as let me tell the story about driving across Vermont and into New York. And I was listening to the Andy Cohen channel on Sirius. He was interviewing Jimmy Kimmel. And it was a little phony baloney, but actually there was some good information that came out of it that I found interesting. I think Andy Cohen's a likable guy. I think that he has a large following. That's why they gave him a channel there. But I listen to them talk back and forth about stuff. And I think it's always interesting if the people are interesting to listen, like to a good interview is like you were on the wall, you know, listening to something going on. Not the wall.
Yeah, the fly on the wall. Yeah.
The fly on the wall. Yeah,
the
yeah.
The fly, yeah. Andy Cohen is, I love Andy Cohen as an interviewer because he really asks the questions that the audience wants to know. He's very tuned in because he's also a fan, so he kind of comes from a position of, I'm a fan, and
that's
these are the questions that
it.
I would ask, and it just resonates really well with the audience. The opposite of that, of course, is Jimmy Kimmel, the worst interviewer ever born.
Yeah.
So, not Jimmy Kimmel, Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon is the worst.
Jimmy Kimmel is actually a great interviewer.
Yeah.
But Fallon's the worst, because he just makes it all about himself. He's fun to watch, and people like him. He's got a very young demographic, but he's a horrible interviewer. It's just the worst.
All right. Speaking of horrible, I have never, ever, ever understood the interest in Larry David. And as an actor, writer,
how do you guys are simpatico? How could you not?
That might be why.
Maybe that is why.
He was my
saying,
neighbor.
You don't like things in someone you know that you see yourself in.
When I had the house on Entrada in Santa Monica, he was up on the other side of the hill. I could see his house, and he would often I don't know. There's something about him maybe you're right. Maybe we always, if you think about it, what you don't like in other people is what you don't like in yourself. So maybe there's some truth.
With some exception, but yes.
To what you're saying. Anyway, HBO is going to do a documentary on Larry David. Huh? Isn't what he does the stuff that he does on his show, isn't that kind of a documentary?
No.
To Curb Your Enthusiasm, that's the stuff going on kind of in his life.
That's not a documentary. No,
well, you know what I'm saying.
That's an unscripted, scripted show. Mm-hmm. But he, in this interview, I saw the trailer yesterday and I laughed because he's very different from the character that he plays on Curb. And he said, you know, the Larry on Curb has no filter and says everything that's on his mind. So similar to you. But he said in real life, he's not like that at all. But the most shocking thing that I found from the trailer is that I had no idea Larry's in his 70s. I thought he was like early 60s. He does not look his age at all.
But that's something else he has in common with me.
There you go.
So we're piecing this together. Twins, yeah. I have a lot more hair than he does, though. But anyway,
the Larry David story
will be on HBO starting the 1st of March, if you're into that thing, 10 o'clock at night. Okay, the Coachella announcement has been made, ladies. There will be no vaccination, testing, or masking requirements at the Coachella this year. Southern California, it's in April, right? Isn't that when they have the starting, going back?
Coachella and Stagecoach are in April.
Are you going there? Are you going to go see them?
No, I've been to Stagecoach a bunch. I think I'm aging out of Stagecoach. I don't know. It's so much fun, and I highly recommend that if you have not done one of those, that it's a lot of fun.
Who's headlining Stagecoach, do you know?
I think Carrie Underwood. I think. I know. Gosh.
I didn't go to it. I wasn't even aware of it. But I got caught in the traffic there because I was in. I went to a.
The traffic is nuts.
Oh, it's crazy. I happened to go to a seminar in Indio that weekend.
Yep.
How many ever years? It was 6 or 7 years ago, and I remember it was like mayhem. It was awful.
Yeah, the best you can do with parking is minimum you're walking about a mile in and a mile out to your car. And you're on your feet all day. It's very hot already in Indio. And so
it's very hot.
I mean, it's a lot.
Dry. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know how people drink all the way through it. I mean, literally, I don't see people passed out, like these girls in their cute little shorts passed out face down in the grass. And it's like, I mean, it's nuts. But I don't know. It's a lot of fun. I think that this new thing for Coachella, particularly, you have a lot of hippies that go to Coachella, and it seems that the hippies are also part of the "we don't want to have to show our vaccination" movement. So I think for attendance purposes, and it's all outdoors, and there is so much sunlight. Yeah. Holy smoke.
Well, it's interesting because the Stagecoach, the lineup is really great. It's Thomas Rhett, Carrie Underwood, Luke Combs, and then they're the three big headliners. Then Maren Morris and Brandi Carlile, Brothers Osborne, Margot Price, The Black Crow, Smokey Robinson. Don't know why he's there, but that's cool. Yola and Molly Turtle. So that's a really good lineup.
Smokey is doing, he's on the road a lot.
Is he doing country stuff?
I don't know. He's doing whatever.
They have other stages.
Everybody knows him. And so, you know, he's
other stages that seem to bring in other talent. So, like, when I was there, Steve Martin was there, which I know he's kind
bluegrass.
Bluegrassy. But they bring in other people. Last year, I can't remember, there's somebody that was also you wouldn't expect to see there. But it's fun.
Cool.
It's cool. Yeah.
All right, Chevy Chase is in the news. He was interviewed on CBS This Morning this week, and he responded to being called a jerk by people who worked with him. He's a jerk. He says, but I know who I am, et cetera, et cetera. I like who I am. So isn't that what's important? If you like yourself, what do you care what other people say? Isn't that kind of...
Well, I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of people who have come out...
N-word stuff.
Yeah, he's made racist comments. And Donald Glover, who's the star of Atlanta,
Community.
He was on Community for a while.
Yeah.
And he said that, like, Chevy Chase was taunting him with racist stuff while he was trying to shoot scenes. It sounds really like Chevy Chase is off his rocker, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's always kind of been off his rocker. Frankly, you know,
but like he lives in Long Island, so he makes local news a lot for like not great things. I'm in New Jersey, so I hear a lot of the stuff that he's up to. Like someone, I guess he believes someone cut him off on a road, and he literally hunted these people down in his car for miles, and then cut them off.
Is that unusual?
Do you know who that? That's what he does. And he's like, do you know who the FIM and all this kind of stuff? And they had no idea who he was because they were two young kids. But, yeah, I don't know. He's not balanced, maybe.
Okay, well, that's a way of looking at it, I guess. But there it is. We brought you the report, folks. You do what you want with the information. 48 after the hour.
Before Bamboo HR... feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Hola, Carla speaking.
Carla's Roofing Company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Mira Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
My leg was painful, red, and swollen just doing the crossword puzzle. I could have put off telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
He told his doctor and found out his leg pain, swelling, and redness are deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to the lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. If you have one or more of these symptoms, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosis and colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Doctor, 53 after the hour now. It's time for Dr. Ken Kronhaus to bring us up to date with answers to some of your questions. Yep, it's questions for Dr. Ken. And let's get started with the over-the-counter pain relievers that we like to take. I threw my back out this past week because I slipped on the ice. So I took that Bayer back and whatever they call it, it's a back thing. It relieves the muscle tension because that's what it, that's what they do. That's what caused the problem. The muscles get all tightened up. But now I read that some of these pain relievers could increase the risk to have ringing in your ears. Yes? And why?
Yes, there's a report, Journal of General Internal Medicine this week. You have ringing in your ears, this big word for everything in medicine, tinnitus. They report an observation that people who regularly, not like you just once for a short period of time, but people who regularly use over-the-counter pain medicines, and here they were looking mostly at aspirin and Tylenol, and probably the Aleves and Motrins of the world would be in that grouping also. Using them on a regular basis can lead to tinnitus. So if you have ringing in your ears, you may want to talk to your doctors about alternative sources. And also, in general, using these things long-term for pain, encourage your physician to get to the source of the pain. Let the physician help you figure it out and try to treat that as opposed to just treating symptoms.
All right. Next question has to do with eating well. And if you are eating well or if you're changing, if you're dieting, you're changing your modus operandi, what does it do to your lifespan?
Well, young people, people in their 20s and 30s, study out of PLOS Medicine this week, Doug, showed that you can get an extra 10 years of life by converting to a healthy diet. And we know even in people who are elderly, 60, 70, 80, 90, you can get an extra amount of time, maybe not quite a decade if you start earlier, but it's never too late. But this is really an amazing, clear benefit of a healthy diet for young folks, an extra decade of life.
Extra decade. All right, so I'm working on that right now. Let's see. We'll add, but you don't know, you know, what the, you get to a point, okay, am I living on borrowed time? Because the changes that have occurred in what the longevity tables show us would indicate that we aren't living as long in general because of COVID, but also because of what we eat and how we live our lives. Don't exercise, you know, all that stuff. So whether you like to be here, if you're enjoying your family, having a good life, why not get as much as you can out of it and be smart? It doesn't mean you have to, you know, go off the deep end, but you got to be smart. I think that's what Ken is saying. Okay, high blood pressure. You're a cardiologist. Ken's from Lake Cardiology down in Madura, Florida. Again, the number to contact him, 352-735-1400 for an appointment. You can discuss a lot of these things with him as he's checking you out. So high blood pressure, what does that also increase the risk for?
There's a meeting of the American Stroke Association this week, Doug. And what they report is years of uncontrolled high blood pressure just increase the risk of mental decline. We all know as we get older, our heads are not working as well as they did when we were younger. And apparently this decline just dramatically occurs quicker and faster for years of lack of good blood pressure control. So it's just another important reason why we all need to know our blood pressure and make sure it's under good control. And the technology out there to follow your blood pressure at home is getting better and better. We have in our office these wrist watches that have been calibrated that your insurers are now understanding that it leads to your benefit, less hospitalizations, less ER presentations. And the insurers are covering these things. It's wonderful to be able to do remote patient monitoring with these devices and talk to doctors about them. Insurance is there covering it where we can actually provide these devices that will follow your blood pressure, your heart rate, your pulse oximetry, all in a little wristwatch, and they're accurate.
And the other side of it is, if in fact you have low blood pressure like I do, does that automatically mean that I'm not at as much risk for mental decline?
Well, you have under good control blood pressure, and that's exactly right, that your cognitive abilities will slow down at a much slower rate and will sustain themselves. And I think that in reality, although we may not have a unanimous vote on that, I think most people would assess it that way.
Yeah, it's slowing down the slowdown, in other words. All right.
Exactly.
Dr. Ken. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour on the DJV Health Program.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.